This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The idea of persecution is quite difficult for many believers in the Western world to sort of get a grasp of. There's, you know, this gap between the persecuted church and the so-called free Western church. And this Easter, Open Doors, a ministry that exists to bridge the gap, is raising the profile of Christians facing persecution right around the world. And it's doing it through a campaign called One With Them. Today we're going to be joined by one of the campaign ambassadors, JD from Hillsong United. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's been good listening to you on Friday nights here on Hope as well.
Yeah, that's right. Having a bit of fun on a Friday night.
Excellent. Well, JD, you're an ambassador for Open Doors campaign One With Us. Can you tell us about what it's all about?
Yeah, it's an amazing initiative. One With Them is really encouraging, you know, Christians that are here in the Western world and, you know, are probably more blessed than we realize, to actually just donate one day's wage to Open Doors and to really stand with the church that are being persecuted and really don't have the resources and the support that we have in living in amazing countries and cities like we are here in Sydney.
Okay, so the concept is pretty simple. You give one day of your salary to Open Doors for the persecuted church.
Yeah, it's trying to keep it something that I think everybody can do. It's not the kind of commitment that you need to sit down and even talk to your spouse about. I think it's just something that we can really do, and I just know the incredible change that it brings to these people who are so less fortunate than us.
Well, you're travelling the world with Hillsong United, and I'm sure you've been to developed and developing countries alike. And I know that you've visited some refugee camps as well. What are the biggest challenges facing Christians in the persecuted church facing today?
Yeah, I think that we all have had certain challenges. And I think my experience in traveling into some of these type of places and seeing, you know, really just even the way that these people live. And I just think that we probably take for granted how blessed that we are. And, you know, we still have our challenges even with our faith, and whether it be at school or, you know, in the workplace. But visiting and sitting down and even going to these people's homes or sitting in refugee camps, I think that really for them, the biggest difference is that they don't have the support that I think we have just by being blessed to live where we live.
Can you share any personal stories of Christians that you've met along your journeys who have had to go through persecution?
Yeah, I think what I love about what Open Doors are doing and my experience, you know, partnering with them, is I think living where we live, you can kind of think as the persecuted people, as, you know, they're worse off than we are. But I think the most encouraging thing about meeting these people and pastors who are literally running churches, who at any time people can come in and disrupt their service and even really lose their lives for their faith, to understand and experience how strong they actually are in their faith and the joy that they have. To be honest, I've visited or, you know, encountered these kind of people hoping that I could bring hope or encouragement to them, but I'm always left way more encouraged and challenged to step up in my faith and my joy in who God is and what He's called us to do. And so, to be honest, it just makes me want to get alongside them even more and help them doing what they're doing, because they do pay a price for their Christianity and for their belief. And it's something that I want to really get along and support, because they do it with absolute joy in their heart.
If we were talking about persecuted church, I mean, if we were to sort of say in our local area, what are some of the countries in Asia that would be deemed as countries that are persecuting Christians?
Well, there's obviously places like Pakistan and, you know, really there's persecution found everywhere, but I know that the Open Doors work with actually over 70 countries. And so there's countries that, to be honest, I didn't even know existed or know how to, you know, pronounce, but definitely in Egypt and Nigeria, in, you know, sub-Sahara Africa and the sub-Saharan African kind of regions, but really throughout the world where these basically Christians aren't allowed to meet publicly. And if they do so, they do suffer persecution on every level.
Yeah, so this campaign, as we head towards Easter, a really practical way of helping Christians in the persecuted church through Open Doors. It's the idea of giving one day of your salary to the persecuted church. Beyond doing this, JD, how else can we help?
Well, you know, I think we always underestimate the power of prayer, and I would also encourage people to make themselves a little bit more, you know, educated, and they can go to the Open Doors website or even just go into onewiththem.org to really find out how this helps people and the work of Open Doors doing. I think that people would be pleasantly surprised the amazing things that God is actually doing in His church that we're not hearing about. Then I think heading and checking out what Open Doors are doing is something that will encourage you and build your faith.
Cool.
If you want to get involved with the campaign with Open Doors and pledge a day's wage to persecuted Christians, you can go today to this website, opendoors.org.au. JD, thanks for giving us some of your time.
Thanks for having us. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.